Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Walls in Our Minds. This is Terry Dodd. I'm here tonight with my co-host, Red Beckman, and Dr. Kate is going to be joining us tonight in our discussion after our wonderful guest departs after the first hour. And we have Deborah Tavares online, area code 707. Deborah, is that you?
For having me on the show. Yes, I'm here.
Well, thank you for coming back and joining us this week. Last week's show certainly got a lot of comments from our listeners, and we felt really good about it. And sorry you didn't really get quite enough time to finish everything that you wanted to talk about last week. We always open our show with a prayer. Is Red on with us yet? He's not on with us yet. He should be along shortly. He's been very busy. It's been raining like crazy up in Washington State. And he's been trying to get things, closed down with his garden and get some things harvested. And I know he's been battling that, and so he'll be along with us shortly. I'm going to open us with a prayer, and then we'll get into what we didn't get into last week. Almighty Father in heaven, we just come before you humbly before you. We look around us and we see all of the evil that's going on in this world, and we compare it to your word and your truth and your prophecy, and we see that what you told us was true, because everything that you tell us is true. Father, we thank you for showing us so much truth, not only through your word, but through your son and the sacrifice that he made for us. He bought us. He paid the price for our humanity, our sinfulness, and it's that we rely on in this time of trouble, this time of tribulations, these times of judgment. And we just ask you to be with us this night. We ask you to watch over this, our states, and Father, we ask that you be with our guests tonight and bring out the message that you would have us bring out. Give us some solutions this night, Father. It's in the name of your Son, Yahushua, that we pray. Amen. Well, Deborah, you know, last week we spent a lot of time talking about, the Iron Mountain Report and the silent weapons for quiet wars. And you were just getting into talking about that Carnegie Mellon mission statement regarding the revolution of the infrastructure and some of the cyber stuff that is showing in Pennsylvania, where they have a wealth of energy technologies to rebuild things. And then we kind of got into some things where you were talking from your heart that our regular listeners weren't able to hear. But I really welcomed that part after the show was over of the discussion, to be honest with you, where you talked about what you're seeing yourself and the weaponized events that you're witnessing, and talking about how this is affecting our children, our grandchildren. And you went on to talk about how, as long as there's a shred of a chance that we can make a difference, that we need to bring people on board, and we need to educate them, and we need to make them aware so that they can begin to bring forth ideas about how to deal with this, and the fact that they really can't cope with it because they really don't have the knowledge that they need to regarding this attack. And so, you know, starting you out kind of there, I'm going to give you the floor again, but I really appreciated when you started talking from your heart and giving some analysis of what's going on.
Well, thank you, Terry. I'm going to back up just a little bit for those that may not have heard what we talked about during the two-hour program, and just in just a few minutes bring people up to speed with what they can do to become educated, as you just spoke about. And that's something we all must do for one another and for our children and for our grandchildren. And on our website, stopthecrime.net, we have source documents, and we did speak about the New World Order Exposed 1969 last week, as well as the report from Iron Mountain and the silent weapons. And I'm going to sum up in a couple of paragraphs where we were last week and where we all are with our reality based on the thinking of the international bankers. And this is so critical to understand. And again, the silent weapons document, as we discussed, is a technical operations manual. It is a declaration of war against the American people using a silent weapons system. It's going to be very important for everyone to grasp what a silent weapons system is. And it tells you in that document that it is a system where people are being attacked and subdued, and they do not even realize they're being attacked and subdued by a weapon at all because of the technical nature of the weapon. So please read that document so that you'll understand where we're going from here. But, of course, where we started briefly is in 1933 when we were all expatriated due to the stealing of our gold and silver through the United States bankruptcy. And then we were all collateralized against that debt, everything about us, without our consent or knowledge. Our labor was collateralized, our souls, our children, our property, sweat equity, and credit became the financial collateral for that public debt in 1933. And then followed during that time period, with the National Emergency War Powers Act, we then were identified as enemies of the state. So that's why you can move forward to the late 40s, early 50s with the declaration of war of the silent weapons for quiet wars. It's very, very important to understand. Again, the Great Depression was all concocted and it was staged. And the ultimate idea behind that horrific time was they say that was an ingenious moment, creating that Great Depression, because it allowed the public to fall on hard times, and the public soon began to demand that the government fix the problem by any means necessary. Now, we're in such a time now, and we absolutely must not demand that the government fix our problems, because their method of fixing the problems is to take everything from us. Their idea of fixing and having peace is to have absolute control over everything. And the silent weapons document talks about the key for global control is by controlling all energy. And this is where we were going towards the end of the call last week. And controlling energy, it's very, very important to understand that we are energy, everything about us, everything. Our bodies are 70% water, our brains are 87% water, and what holds that all together is energy and frequencies. And sadly, we discovered a document on the White House website a few months ago that is showing all of us in the United States, and particularly it shows a map of the United States and their plan for psychotronic weapons to be used on all of us for mass mind control. And I tremble at this idea because people are unaware of the silent weapon system and just how deep and broad the assault upon us is. And you can go to stopthecrime.net And at the very top of the home page, right underneath stopthecrime.net, you will see flashing electronic harassment, stalking, mind control, new leaked documents here. And you can go to that link and you can read. We've posted quite a bit of information about mind controlling and what is happening and what this system that's being launched upon us right now is intending to do. And I also want to say that you can go to our solutions page and understand some of the ways in which you can protect yourself. And most immediately, it would be to eliminate all wireless devices, communication devices, from your homes. Make them as safe as possible from non-wireless devices. That means getting rid of cable, getting rid of other ways in which you are feeding in wireless information into your homes. Wi-Fi, just cord up everything, buy phones that are corded. Don't use your cell phones. Never put your cell phones in your homes. Remember, this is a silent weapons assault. And at the very top also of stopthecrime.net, you're going to see a scrolling buy of things you can choose to look at. I hope you do. Those are some of the most important things you need to understand. And what we were talking about at the tail end of last week's show, Terry, was that mission statement that we found on the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator. When I was doing research for a smart meter talk I was giving, and I found this, and what drew my attention to this mission statement, it involves Carnegie Mellon, IBM, and other corporate government agencies, because we're run by mega corporations and banks posing as a legitimate government, and they're not. They're all corporations. And you can prove that by going to your cities or whatever issue is besetting you in your city. There are contracts. Everything is based on contracts, grants, and bonds. And they are collapsing our cities right now, with our cities gleefully signing on to grants and without the consent of the people. We don't realize that we are being collateralized. And there was an executive order back during George H. Bush's period where all of these grants and bonds could be called. And so the cities that were unable to pay them back would then have to turn in property. And this is how that they can literally take a park right out from the middle of your town and then force
payment.
May I
interject for just a moment?
Yes, please.
It's important to understand that the corporation that issues our currency, which is not our government at all, it's not even under the name of the United States, the Federal Reserve, that corporation is not a domestic corporation. It is a foreign corporation, which means by them issuing a debt note that in fact is an obligation of the corporate United States of America, it encumbers not only what we buy, but encumbers us as well, because we are, by contract, if you will, by using that foreign corporation's product, which the debt notes are a product of that foreign corporation, it puts an invisible lien on everything. But beyond that, it pulls us away from common law into commerce, because we're dealing with a foreign corporation. Therefore, our courts are not our common law courts anymore. They are corporate contract courts or commercial courts or admiralty courts because of that.
That's exactly right. Our courts have been established to benefit the corporation's bottom line, and they're not for us at all. You're exactly right. And I wanted to say about this mission statement that we found from the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator. It said that there would be a revolution in our infrastructure, that Pennsylvania's companies and institutions have a hidden secret, that they are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipe, power grid, that's the smart grid, concrete and steel, with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build or rebuild the world's transportation, civil is everything about us, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. And they say that they will bring these organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies. Now, none of us were, of course, told the truth about the smart meters, and I'm just going to remind everybody the extent of what these smart meters are intended to do. We certainly know that this is a deployment. It's nationwide. In fact, we know it's worldwide of these meters that are replacing all of your electric, gas, and water meters now. But it's a massive network of pulsed microwave frequencies, and it's a mesh network of frequencies that has been planned to structure the thought patterns of ordinary Americans through the smart meters, all disguised as promoting new energy efficiency, when it's actually set up for deep spying, behavior modification programs hooked up to fusion centers, facial recognition software, HD cameras in stores and schools, attached to pulsed beam microwave emitters to entrain our thoughts, block our thoughts, and share data with NSA and the Department of Homeland Security. And few people understand that mega corporations are involved behind the scenes, directing and orchestrating this massive operation. There is a corporate structure that has been set up, and one of the corporations is called OATI, O-A-T-I, and they are dismantling our utility-based companies now. And this is how there will be greater control over all of us as they compartmentalize the entire utility structure within the United States. And this is happening now by stealth and deception. We don't know about this. But I can tell you many current employees that are working in current utility companies are seeing those companies bringing in out-of-state utility workers, working side-by-side utility workers that have been in these jobs for dozens of years at a lower pay grade and not understanding or knowing the area. And there's quite a bit of friction internally, and a lot of the old-timers are losing their jobs, and this is what is happening to the United States. We're being hollowed out in every single level on every single type of employment that we have. It's being hollowed out. Another very important thing to understand about the smart meters and the new constantly transmitting water meters is this includes using data for SWAT teams when to move in, such as when a family is showering or bathing. There are complex algorithms that will be used to analyze the water and electricity usage patterns to predict so-called criminal behavior. It's extremely important to understand we are the enemies of the state. And this is going to take me into further discussion in the document that we were not able to talk about last week, Terry, and that's the document on the White House website that we found. It's entitled Realizing the Full Potential of Government-Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth, President's Council of Advisors on Scientific Tech and Technology, dated July 20th of 2012. And it's very, very important to understand. You can go again to the top of the homepage at stopthecrime.net and find this document. It's flashing. Push on that link and you'll be there. We have sent this out to a number of experts all over the world to get their interpretation of the consequences of this program that is currently being launched. And again, this is a psychotronic weapons program, a silent weapons assault upon all of us for mass mind control. This is using quantum computers involved in mind theft, invasion of the human brain with artificial intelligence, controlling our specific thoughts, emotions, even to the point of directing our physical actions. And this has, of course, been done many, many, many decades to many people worldwide, but on an individual basis. This is now an opportunity for them to conduct this kind of electronic torture and harassment on mass areas of the population. and you'll see that the map in that document shows a frequency, more or less, a frequency-looking fence around the perimeter of the United States, along the Pacific Coast states, the Gulf Coast states, and the Eastern Seaboard. And this map shows the end of free will as we have all known it. It's important to understand that the corporations and the universities that have been orchestrating these horrific plans under the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars technical manual that was also, again, worked on with Harvard University. But the White House Spectrum Management Team involved in this particular document includes... and not only, Google Inc., Microsoft, Stanford, and Harvard universities. Now, Harvard was involved in the Silent Weapons Declaration of War upon us. Virginia Tech, UC Berkeley, the National Telecommunications and Information Association, the FCC, and NSA, etc. These are all corporations under the mother corporation, and they are doing business on Dun & Bradstreet, and we are the enemies of the state. Very important to understand what the experts are telling us that this assault upon us will do. And I encourage you all to go again to the top of stopthecrime.net, print off the symptom sheet. It's in that scrolling opportunity to click on different things, and you'll find the symptom sheet. It's entitled Microwave Radiation Frequencies and Wi-Fi Symptoms. And this is how they're jamming our immune systems. And this makes us susceptible to easier manipulation and mind control as we become sick and more plagued with maladies that we don't understand where they're coming from. So print that off and understand we're going to see people that are going to be suffering severely with a variety of afflictions such as insomnia. And when people aren't sleeping well, they're not getting enough rest and repair, and they're angry during the day, we're going to have a heightened anxiety and anger in society. Understand, don't get medications for these individual things. Just unplug from your wireless and to try to keep and create as safe and frequency-free environment in your homes as you possibly can, and start immediately, because heart attacks, seizures, vertigo, vomiting, flu-like symptoms, a weakened immune system, high blood pressure, they're shutting down the cells, and this creates cell death, and this changes their changes in our genetic makeup. People are going to have increased cancers. But one of the experts weighed in on this program and said that the children and the older population will be most affected at first because of the soft bones of the children. These frequencies will, of course, create the most immediate damage. And so what they're saying is that families will be caught in having to take time off of work while they're caring for their sick children. Many children will die, and many of the elder population will also die because of compromised immune systems and all the toxins and poisons and medications that they're on. This, again, is a silent weapons assault upon the United States. They're doing it globally. It's not just in the United States, but this is the specific plan that was on the White House website that shows us what is happening. And I've got to tell you that in this report that I have called COM 12 Briefing, Mind Control Operations, Aquarius Group Activities, it's very, very important to know what they've been telling us for a very, very long time. And but before I start on this, I want to just have everybody get informed, read these source documents. If those of you are unable to download or print off these documents that are all free on our website, I'm going to give you the phone number of a print shop that is helping us get these documents to you for print cost only and shipping. And you can call this phone number. It's area code 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. 1-800-558-5558, and they'll send you a copy of this document that we found on the website, the White House website, along with the map that the experts helped to create, because there is a map within that document. And they also talk about how they will use the existing TV white space as a starting place. And what TV white space system that's already in operation as a starting system means, it's subliminal messaging in between programming and mind control and conditioning the way we think. This is a digital silent weapon system being launched. So one of the added precautions is to limit your TV time. Also, of course, limit your computer screen time as well. They are pumping frequencies at us that are intended for psychotronic weapons to take our minds and control us. Now, I'm going to get back to the Mind Control Operations Aquarius group activities, and they talked about the use of chemicals and polypharmaceutical saturating has been achieved over the past 20 years of implementation with the purpose in mind and is achieved through purposeful covert introduction into population areas. In some cases, this is achieved by deliberate and overt introduction through exposure or consumption on behalf of the population base in everyday usage of public water supplies, airborne pollutants, and chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. So this is what you must do, of course. I know many are filtering their water. Many of you are reading the labels on your food. Go to the solutions page on stopthecrime.net and understand that now you must really pay attention to being as vigilant in your health as you possibly can, because many things you're not going to be able to control. But they go on to talk about mind control procedures from the post-World War II to the present. And the objective, they say in this briefing, is to make the personnel in some population bases in civilian structure aware of projects planned for full implementation between 1990 and 1995. And these procedures would allow the world intelligence groups within the Circle of Seven Alliance to achieve their goals of unarmed, docile, and compliant world populations if not prevented from doing so. So this has been a long-sought goal. This is what controlling all energy on the planet in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document means. It means controlling us. We are energy. And on page 49 of this document, which, by the way, will be posted on the top of stopthecrime.net. It is not yet, but we'll have it there this evening. On page 49 of this Mind Control Operations Aquarius Group activities, it says the Aquarius Group operations and the Circle of Seven CEOs or member corporations to implement these various forms of mind control to augment a basic tolerance of each other under whatever guise is necessary. This will eventually lead to internal unrest and an occupation by United Nations forces who will be under the orders to keep the peace of the host country. They go on to say that the Aquarius Group operations, as part of a current agenda, has been very successful under projects REACH, R-E-A-C-H, and Belfry, B-E-L-F-R-Y, in programming and queuing selected individuals who have in turn carried out program procedure and opened fire on other civilians in public areas all across the United States. So to this, we must be very cautious. There have been many, many victims in the military that have been put unknowingly under mind control programs. And what they use are terms. They cue them, and they can cue up docile people that have been previously put under mind control. Much of the efforts going forward will really need to rely on much of the civilian personnel in charge, and that is going to be very important to consider. Also on page 49 of that same document, they talk about the Aquarius Operation Fields. They will eventually condition the public to welcome the eventual confiscation of firearms, setting of curfews, mandatory barcode IDs, which will be subdermally inserted, and general areas of martial law. And they go on to talk to, about referring to the files of Rex 87, King Alfred, Cable Splice, and Garden Plot. So this all leads into this document, this 13-page document that was found on the White House website, and the intentions of absolute mind control. Very, very important for all of you that have not seen the YouTube video of World War II and the Bonus Army, particularly right now with what we're seeing with the park closures and the denial of vets to the parks in D.C., and what happened during World War I after the vets marched on Washington, D.C. This was really the start of a manipulative program that ultimately is now taking our freedom, our lives, and our liberty under mind control. So I urge all of you, if you've not seen the YouTube, the Bonus Army, that you do so and understand that those were real events that occurred back in those times, and they are occurring now, and it's rapidly increasing because of the increased levels of technology. And this essentially is a planned pulsed genocide electromagnetically. And the cell phone towers, the antennas, the smart meters on your homes, even your cell phones that you're carrying. The only reason that you're carrying these cell phones is because you can call, you can make calls and answer calls. If you knew that these were for manipulation, mind control, to dice and slice your DNA with the microwave radiation frequencies that can, by the way, be turned up, and to track and monitor you, we would have never have accepted all of these devices that are certainly becoming our downfall. This is really a techno death trap that we've all now finding ourselves in. And so at this point, I think, Terry, if you had any questions or you wanted to open the line for calls, that would be terrific. I'm just in continual surprise with how quickly all of this is occurring. And I guess one of the better quotes that I found most recently was by William Casey, the CIA director. And this quote was in 1981. And he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." And I want to urge everyone to also look at the NASA war plan that our research team found on the NASA website. Again, that's on stopthecrime.net. Click on that link and look at the posts that we have under that, because we are entering a time of scientific ability to recreate a new human race. And I suppose if you watch some of the current movies, you'll see much of what you see about zombies, etc. And so I urge you to spend some time, understand what is happening, because once you understand what is happening, you're actually empowered so that you won't collapse under the fear that they are creating to cause a greater level of manipulation and control over all of us, because this is the time that your silence is your consent. And they tell us repeatedly in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that the bankers believe that their primary victory is our consenting. And we have been consenting by lack of knowledge. But I can say also, sadly, we have been artificially consenting, because most of us have been intentionally poisoned for decades, and we have been coerced. So I can say that we must get this information out to everybody that you can, create safe neighborhoods, and be prepared, because we have many, many changes developing very quickly every single day. So,
last
Terry,
week, at the end of the call, the subject of the spiritual battle came up. And when you started talking about that, I just felt there was a connection. Because for me, I've reached a point where anyone who can't recognize that there's a spiritual battle going on, and recognize that we've got to keep Yahweh, our creator in heaven, we've got to keep him at the top of the pecking order. That's our number one task in any solution that we try to go after regarding these things. Anybody that doesn't recognize that or is willing to acknowledge it, I just don't have a whole lot of time for anymore, because I don't believe they're going to help us. They can be the smartest people in the world and have the greatest solutions, ideas in the world, but they're going to go out there and try to do it on their own, and I just don't believe they're going to find any success. At least I haven't found anyone that was doing that having success. The people that are finding some contentment, even in the midst of all of this, who are the ones who seem to have the most courage and are willing to go out there and really take a risk to fight some things, are the people who are putting Yahweh before them.
Well, I would agree, and I would say, too, that we have been instructed to occupy. And more importantly, we have been instructed to help others, and that is why we're here now talking, so that as many people can get prepared both spiritually and also with their families. This is a wonderful time, and it's the worst of times, because we must now really make that decision who we are, what our beliefs are, and we must go forward in right conduct, because this is absolutely a spiritual battle. We have evil at an undefinable term descending upon all of us. War has been declared. We're enemies of the state. We're being massively polluted and targeted right now with a silent weapons system under a corporate structure that is set up to maximize profits at the cost of our health and well-being. We do not have a constitution. We do not have an operative government. And it's going to be up to each and every single one of us in our neighborhoods and in our towns to get this information out. And I know that, Terry, people are passing out flyers, they're doing banner hangs, they're increasing their food supply. Until our last breath, I firmly believe that we have to empower the possibility that other people can come to understand what our reality is. And this is a massive, massive fight between good and evil. It is diabolical. It's Luciferian. And that's why I really thought and think that the Iron Mountain Report done in the documentary format is so empowering, because it aligns what is happening with biblical, it aligns the agenda with biblical quotes. And I think that everybody would be empowered to see that, but then to also understand our reality. And, of course, you can download the Iron Mountain Agenda in the pure agenda format and not just in the documentary format. But I can only say that the deep research with all of the frequencies and the overhead aerial chemtrailing, the weaponized weather events that we're seeing, we know that they're going to stage horrific events. We know that there are, you know, tornadoes and there are hurricanes brewing right now that look like they could impact some of the Gulf Coast region right now as we speak. And, of course, they're going to say we've had a government shutdown, we haven't been able to get the warning systems up, it's your fault, we need to implement more government. We have got to realize what is happening. It's the same old game every time, time after time after time. And we've got to look at Washington, D.C., as though they have a script for a Hollywood soap opera. That's all it is. It's a script for a Hollywood soap opera being played out. It is meaningless what we're hearing about Congress and the president. Everything is being orchestrated at a much higher level. And again, our safety will definitely be impacted by what you know, and it will be impacted by what you don't know. So I would immediately go to stopthecrime.net, read these source documents, the report from Iron Mountain, or watch the YouTube. Read The New World Order Exposed 1969 by an insider. You can either read the silent weapons document or you can watch it as it's being read to you on YouTube. And then I would look at the NASA war document to understand the levels of technologies that are planned to be unleashed upon the country. Our guns and our bullets are meaningless to these level of technologies that are planned to be unleashed. So know what those are. Go to the NASA war document. Take a look at that. Download the symptoms flyer. Understand you've got to get the smart meter off your home. If you have a smart meter on your home, call your utility company tomorrow. Tell them you want it off immediately and give them a 10-day notice. You can go to freedomtaker.com, freedomtaker, TAKER.com, and you can actually download notices that you can send to your utility company giving them a time period to remove these meters. If you don't, you need to decide. We cannot consent. We absolutely cannot consent to having biohazards attached to our home when this is an essential public service. Crime is crime, and we cannot allow this. We cannot allow our utility companies to do this. This is a deployment. And you can look at stopthecrime.net, and you can read the documents. They are the Brookings Institute is a very important website to go to. Also, the Council on Foreign Relations and the RAND Corporation. I would be going to those over the next few weeks often, because you're hearing the news inside the news. These are the corporations that are fomenting these horrific demonic plans. And so you're hearing their remedies. And one of the remedies that I found on the Brookings Institute about a week ago was the implementation of a carbon tax nationwide. Many of you know that California adopted a tax where we're taxed on air for the air we breathe and our exhaling, and it's impacting all of our industry and manufacturing. We have massive job leakage where companies are moving out of the state. They're imploding California right now because it did represent at one time the fifth largest economy in the world. It fell to eighth. It's falling apart right now. We're being collapsed because they're collapsing the economy of California right now by charging us for air. And, of course, everything is based on the lies and the false science of global warming. That's what all our children are being taught in school right now. You must look at the Common Core curriculum and understand what they are doing to our children. This is mind control as well. So those of you that are able, you need to really consider pulling your children out of these government indoctrination camps and looking at community homeschooling networks. Pull your children out now. And I can tell you that there are many parents that are doing that. Once you look at what Common Core curriculum is, it's important to understand how you can save your children, and you must. We must all come together at this time. This entire plot and scheme relies on creating massive terror and fear. It creates massive disinformation and media propaganda, which you'll read multiple times throughout the NASA war plan, how they will implement the CNN's, they'll exploit the CNN syndrome, and they'll amass serious psy war and collateral damage and exploitation, discussed many times in the NASA war plan. So for a better sense of understanding, you've just got to take a look at these documents, get this information out, understand that this is happening on our watch. We are at war. War has been declared upon all of us. There is nowhere to hide. And so the better equipped you become emotionally, spiritually, and within your neighborhoods, with your families, the better you will withstand these assaults upon us as these days and weeks continue to mount up with these horrific assaults under the silent weapons system.
Deborah. We have a caller with a hand up if you're ready for a call.
Absolutely.
Area code 423, you have a live mic.
Okay. Hi, I'm Carrie, and I'm calling from Tennessee. I just want to thank you for your tireless work, Deborah. I found you on YouTube when you were driving around, I believe, in Southern California, pointing out the Gwin Towers. And I suffer tremendously from, I call it white noise, just because I don't know what else to call it, but that constant humming, buzzing.
Yeah.
And I'm also suffering fibromyalgia symptoms, although I've never been diagnosed because I don't go to the doctor, haven't for 15 years. I don't take pills or medicine. And I've been studying these monsters since the 70s, you know, started back curiosity in the 70s with, ooh, what's the Illuminati and what's all that about? And, you know, I'm watching this for, you know, 40 years now, going into mock speed, thinking I never in my, you know, 54 years on this planet thought I would see, you know, this much evil rising up. And I guess I really don't have a question. I just would like to say that I've read something recently about a Greek word, anomia. It's A-N-O-M-I-A. And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right because I don't speak Greek, but I believe it's anomia or anomia. And it translates into lawlessness. And it's not the kind of lawlessness we think of when, you know, you hear, oh, there's lawlessness. That means somebody's out robbing or, you know, murdering or... It has to do with the lack of people living under God's laws. Just
yes, yes.
And I keep telling people around me who are starting to panic, and the panic is starting from people that I never dreamed would look at me and go, "I think you were right. I'm scared to death. What do I do?"
Right. Well, that's why we're here, and that's why we've been studying. And people will start relying on people that understand what is happening. And that's why we have to stay as healthy as we can and be supportive in our communities. This is a very, very important purpose for those of us that know about these things. And also just to be speaking with you now and being on this radio show with Terry and all the other listeners, it's so important for us to stick together. We must stick together through this and not allow them to divide us on any level, race, religion, monetary assets, whatever. We must not allow these intentional divisions because we need to be one right now. And, you know, it's just nice to hear you from Tennessee. I'm out here in Northern California. And it's just nice to connect with people all over the country and know that there are many people. We're all connecting. And this is very, very valuable now. It will increase people's ability to understand. It will also bring people into the understanding of this good and evil battle. And it will also, I'm sure, help people to understand the need to... be searching their hearts and souls for their spirituality, which has been sadly driven out of much of the American population. And so this is a very, very important time for all of us.
Yes, yes. And I was explaining to a girlfriend the other day how, unfortunately, the churches have watered it, you know, our Christian heritage and just, you know, our knowledge of spiritual battle. They've watered it down to where it's practically nil. And if we don't understand who we're up against, how on earth are we going to be able to go to battle? How are we going to wear God's armor and do a bit of good for God's army if we don't understand the powers that are around us every minute of every day and increasingly so?
I think that's the importance of what so many people are now able to see. You were saying that many people around you now are getting scared. Well, that fear will hopefully allow them to do some research and understand this is all very real. And then more so, it may encourage them to look at this battle in a different way. And then hopefully their fear can be replaced by education and understanding that this, we are in a spiritual warfare now. something that so many people would have never admitted. We've been turned into a consumer nation. The Rand Corporation played a large part in that, and we've been manipulated through evil, by evil.
Yes.
And none of us, you know, many did not see it. Many people were so distracted. I mean, that is why I think the Silent Weapons document is so critical. And hopefully you can help get that document out to some of your friends and just be the anchor in your community. I know that you're not feeling well. We're all of us are being attacked and assaulted. And as each day goes by, we're all going to be having to try to fend off the toxins and pollutants that are being delivered upon us. And I just, you know, I really am happy to speak with you. It makes me know the connection.
Yes.
Did I catch your name right? Is your name Carrie?
Yes, Carrie with a C.
Yes,
and as a matter of fact,
I was smart. I like your nick on the chat. So.
Oh. Well, God took me off that wide path about 19 months ago. I spent 38 years marinating in mucho alcohol, on February 15th of 2012, he clearly grabbed me by the shoulders and threw me on the narrow path and said, I need you over here. Things are starting to get tough. Now straighten up. And, you know, I walked
we've
in
only
and out.
Got,
of,
we've only got about 9 or 10 more minutes for
okay,
here. I've got a couple of other questions.
Carrie, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stick around because we're going to be talking more about the spiritual battle after Deborah's gone. We spend a lot of time talking about solutions here at Walls in Our Minds, and we're going to get into that in a little bit shortly. Carrie, we've got a couple of other questions. One was they were wanting to know a little bit more about that Pennsylvania situation. I'm not sure if they were talking about the water district that had radiation or if they were talking about the technical mission statement that you were talking about. The other question, which I'll go ahead and throw out, is they wanted to understand better about the correlation between a smart grid and a smart meter.
Okay, well, I can explain that, certainly. The smart meters are intended to be part of a grid mesh network. They are the first device that is attached upon our homes that will connect with all of our appliances inside our homes. And, for example, in a neighborhood, every home will have a smart meter. That information goes from meter to meter to meter, and then it's collected at a collection device. And this is how they will remotely receive our energy use. This, again, is a massive spy grid. This is a global grid deployment. So the meter is the facilitator of that deployment. Without the meter system, they don't have the remote meter capability. Our original analog meters that had to be read every month by a meter reader did not transmit wireless microwave radiation frequencies and did not ever they weren't able to determine, well, I guess they could through certain frequencies, but certainly the RFID chipped appliances would never have been able to be read by an analog meter. So you want to ask for a legacy analog meter replacement. The analog meter you had no wireless capability at all. What the utility companies are doing for people that are requiring and demanding, particularly in California where we have an opt-out, in some other states and cities as well, they are stealthily deploying a newer generation of the old analog meter that is still compatible with the grid. So the important element here is absolutely no antennas in it, and it must not have any wireless capability. So again, it is a grid mesh network, and they want to pick up in this grid mesh network as many homes as possible. And that's why I posted on the website a document we found, and you can see it right on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. It is the smart meter industry plot to manipulate public acceptance. Again, this is all part of the silent weapons system, and you can take a look at that document and see how they're trying to manipulate our acceptance of a biohazard. So get these off your homes. What was the other question? Oh, it was about the Pennsylvania mission statement. I think that was it. We have that mission statement also on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, so you can read that for yourself. What that mission statement, of course, says, most mission statements don't have the idea that they have a hidden secret and that they're anxious to get their hidden secret revealed, that it's an organization that is set to change everything in society as the way we have known it forever. And that's what that mission statement tells us. None of us were told that there was going to be a societal change from these smart meters and the way that they would then be able to spy and surveil and radiate us in our homes. And again, the important document to also look at that we have on stopthecrime.net is the Department of Army, the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command Unclassified Military Document, where it tells you in here that electromagnetic fields influence biological systems and cause adverse effects on human health, cancer, reproduction, etc. And then it goes on to say that every human subject is subject to the effects of the microwave heating, and the predictability is 100%. Slow onset of such frequency heating can be unrecognized by the person being irradiated. So go to stopthecrime.net, scroll down. I gave a talk to the Oath Keepers, and it's the A through Z of smart meters. Please listen to that. I connect the dots with the New World Order, Agenda 21, the military documents, and that's a good starting place. I have many documents on the homepage that I believe are the most important documents for you to read. Finally, I want to tell you that what the U.S. Department of Energy says in their booklet, they say they are aiming for zero. They say this is the ultimate goal, not to use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. This is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. Also, we have on our website advisory from the Kaiser Permanente, where they're advising to reduce screen time for all of your children and your teenagers, that it increases obesity, anger, and lower grades, and also causes them to crave junk food. And this is on an advisory from Kaiser Permanente about just regular computer screen time with our children. So you've got to keep in mind that part of the Common Core curriculum and why homeschooling is such a serious consideration now is Bill Gates and the World Bank are bringing Wi-Fi into all of the schools. This will certainly impact the increase in fertility rates in our children. This is going to create a monstrous reality for all of our children. We are the parents, and we need to get educated. We need to protect our children as best possible, because the onslaught of this wireless microwave radiation assault, these psychotronic weapons, is now, it's here, and it's happening.
Well, they've developed a little plate that you can put inside your smartphone case that will change the wave that's coming off, the radiation frequency wave that's coming off your cell phone, and reduce the radiation down to 2% of what it is normally. It's called Matrix 2, which I'm actually a distributor for, which I put in the chat room. We're wondering if you could do something like that, like a Faraday cage or something like that, over or at the smart meter that would, are you aware of any device like that currently that will protect you from
no.
that?
No, there is no shielding for the smart meter because of the attachment, the way it plugs into the wall. And some people have attempted to put foil over the exterior and put some plates inside. It's frequency, and it's pulling off all the reads from your appliances that are also microwave radiation frequencies. And in your kitchens with all of your metal-faced appliances, that is the area in your home that is the most deadly because these frequencies ricochet off the faces of your metal appliances and bounce multiple times throughout your kitchen as they find their way to the collection device. Again, they don't just beam straight to your smart meter. These go through the air in every direction, and then they find their way to the collection device. The same thing if you're in close proximity to neighbors that have smart meters. Your homes are being bathed multiple times. There's an excellent YouTube up on our site. It's called The Dark Side of Smart Meters. You can also YouTube it as well. And it will show you an aerial perspective of a radius of what it looks like with these frequencies bathing your neighbors and your homes. This is worse than secondhand smoke. You cannot get away from this. And I can tell you right now that many property owners are now requiring that new move-in tenants in areas that are able to have opt-outs, that these tenants are required to maintain the safe analog meters and not allow a smart meter. And that's, of course, an opportunity in opt-out areas only. But again, the opt-out is only an appeasement plan to create a sense of victory so that those people that were really outspoken and standing in the streets and not allowing in Northern California, Wellington Energy, which is the subcontractor for PG&E, which interestingly enough comes out of Pennsylvania, would not allow the Wellington Energy deployment teams to deploy these meters on homes, and we're literally barring them physically from putting these meters on their homes. This is how California got the opt-out. The utilities had to come up with a plan. They had to design a way to reduce the visual resistance against smart meters. So for every single person, you must get visual, protesting, getting in the way of the deployments, videoing it, putting them up on YouTube. This is how you will continue to get the word out to other unsuspecting people. We are the media, and it won't get out there unless we do it. And there are peaceful ways you can do this. You've got to video this. You've got to get this up on YouTube. You can pass out flyers. You can do magnetic signs on your vehicles, which is what many of us in Northern California are doing. We have large magnetic signs that we keep up on our vehicles to get this information out. Again, we've got to create as much safety around our communities as we possibly can because it's going to become increasingly dangerous as these frequencies are amped up, people aren't sleeping, and the level of anger is going to increase. And another important thing, Terry, I'm looking at the clock, but I wanted to make certain that everybody was aware on our website, stopthecrime.net, you will see a document, and it says for mass distribution. It says warning, and this is a warning that we're hoping everyone will download and give to all the police and first responders. It's regarding their wireless communication devices and warning them about the pulsed microwave radiation and the effect on their brains. And this is very, very important to warn our police and first responders because certainly with the tough economic times, you can see that many cell phone towers have been placed on those properties where the police stations and fire departments are. And they also have increased levels of wireless communication devices. And they have absolutely, in most instances, no idea of this stealth silent weapon system. No idea. And so it's up to you to get this information to your local police and fire department and help to educate them. This is what we can do. And again, this is also changing the hearts and minds and souls of many by getting this information out.
Deborah, do you have just another minute?
Sure, I do.
I wanted to give Red the opportunity to ask a question or make a comment before you go, because he has been on live with us for a while. He's just been very quiet tonight.
Good evening, Red.
He may have to unmute his phone.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're not hearing you yet, Red, so if you're unmuting, you haven't succeeded. Well, he might have slipped away for just a minute. I know he's there, and I know he's got a live mic on the switchboard side. So let me just say, it's been wonderful to have you as a guest, and I certainly want you to come back, and you're certainly welcome anytime you've got a particular bit of news that you'd like to get out there. We would certainly welcome you to come back and let us know about it.
Well, yes, I want to alert everybody to the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. We do have a whistleblower link. We're having many people that are contacting us and giving us information, and we are posting it on the whistleblower link. So very important to stay tuned to what we post there. You can go to StopTheCrime.net and sign up, and news that we're posting that is critical will be automatically forwarded to you through our website. So I encourage everybody to sign up and pass this information along. Again, if you cannot print these documents that you've heard me discuss this evening on the program, you can call the print shop, which is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. And Terry, I just want to thank you so much for having me on the program. And I'll certainly call you when I have more breaking news. I'm constantly doing research and finding things, and I think we are in such an unspeakable time right now that I know that there's going to be a lot of information emerging very quickly. And I think the more we can get this out, the more informed everybody is, the safer everyone is. And I really appreciate being on the show.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you. Thank you again. And our listeners are all saying thank you and bless you. So you've got a lot of warm thoughts headed your way right now. So,
well, everybody
everyone
that's listening, I really appreciate that. But more importantly, my focus is to try to create safety, to try to create awareness, and understand we're all in this together. We're not alone, and I think we have to remember that no matter what the days start looking like ahead. And while I might be sitting here in California, certainly it seems that we're being targeted pretty severely. I also wanted to make an interesting comment, and I'll be posting it up on YouTube. I'll be putting it up on YouTube. On the first day of the government shutdown, we were very, very heavily chemtrailed here in Northern California, keeping in mind that we're just 20 minutes from Bohemian Grove and an hour north of San Francisco. So certainly the cutback of government financing did not impact the overhead poisoning of us, and today we were heavily chemtrailed as well. So certainly government funding is continuing in the different programs that they deem unable to shut down. So I just want to say thank you again for having me on the show, Terry, and I'll contact you should I have something breaking.
Thank you very much. Dr. Kate, would you like to say anything? Not yet. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Terry.
We'll let you go, and I really appreciate it. So you have a great night, and God bless.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much. Good night.
Bye. Well, I'm wondering what happened to Red. Kate, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I mentioned that we couldn't hear Red a while ago and that he might have been muted, but I haven't heard him yet, so.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we do. Red?
I unmuted, but I got muted again somehow.
Well, we're glad you're there. We were a little worried about you there.
Sometimes, Red, I have to self-mute by putting duct tape over my mouth.
Yeah, well, I had a big day today, and I can assure you that I didn't get a nap, which I do pretty regular during the day, but I didn't get a nap, but I listened and I didn't go to sleep because I didn't want to miss anything that was said. And, of course, Terry, he kind of forced the issue to inject a certain amount of the spiritual into this, and that's something that we really, really have to be careful for, so that, you know, when you get into the spiritual, you have hope. And you have you know, you're not fearful. We should be watching all of this that's happening and saying, thank you, Lord, you're doing a great job of getting people's attention and waking people up and a balance. You see, we can't let old Satan have the stage completely. We have to have a counter force, and it's available, and we need to use it. I wrote that chapter in that book, Why the Militia, about is the federal God or is the federal government a false God? And if we keep that in our minds, if we have such a real conviction in our minds that what we're dealing with is a false God, and when we see all of this, we say, Heavenly Father, I need to be under your outstretched wing because the enemy is trying their best to drag us down with fear and apprehension and all that, and we're not going to let that happen. We're going to be optimistic. We know who's going to win the war. Let's act that way. Let's live it that way.
Well, you know, I've been listening to all of this technical stuff and been learning a lot from doing a lot of research myself, and it is a little bit overbearing. It's just overwhelming when you look at all the different things and ways that they're attacking us. If it wasn't, people have said this before. People ask me, how do I get up in the morning and put my britches on and go about my normal day and be productive knowing what I know? Because it just seems almost hopeless. And I just tell them, you know, it's my Father in heaven is what keeps me moving, because I know that ultimately he's going to win this battle. His victory is going to be the final victory. And the rest of these clowns that are out there trying to reclaim his creation are going to spend an eternity in his absence, which is, you know, is without anything in existence, because it's all sustained by him. You know, they're going to end up in a burning lake of fire, and that may be what our victory looks like. But, you know, I just hope I'm still around when he comes and straightens all this mess out, because, you know, I'm kind of curious to watch how his prophecy plays out with all of this. Do I want to fight this battle? Absolutely, because I've got kids and I've got grandkids, and I want them to have as opportunities, and I want them to not be persecuted or tortured the way that, you know, people have been for some time by the tyranny coming out of the international banksters and our fraudulent usurping government. You know, we're looking at solutions. We're looking at ways to protect people on a local level. We're looking for ways of organizing people so that they can take steps to straighten up their local government's act. And yes, this is Tenacity that's talking, Kerry. My name is Terry, which, you know, if you're not familiar with us here, I'm Terry Dodd. We've got Red Beckman and Dr. Kate, who is good friends with Jan, who we friendly calls Jan Tana sometimes on the line. Kate, give me your analysis of what you've heard. You know, we don't like to live in fear around here. We don't like to let that control us. And the fear-mongering sometimes can work against people. So we have to be very careful that that's not what's going on, because there's a much greater power at work with those of us who are aware of the spiritual battle and know whose side who's on our side, really.
Well, that's a long question. first of all, what a terrific guest. And what a wonderful researcher Deborah is. And I just want to, if she's still listening, just thank her so much for the information and for the work that she's doing. And I think she's definitely on the right track in terms of letting people know that is what is supposed to happen now, that our knowledge is increasing exponentially almost every day with new information that, oh, maybe we'd heard about it, but now our ears are more alert to it. So I think this is all timely, and I'd like to echo what Red said. Thank you. Thank you, God, for opening this up and for exposing, and certainly in the work we're doing here in Montana, one of the things that has continuously happened is the exposure of the lies and the deceit that are underway. Now, having said that, I am of two minds. One is, well, not really of two minds, but one is the need to really understand what this is and to be able to talk about it so that people don't, you know, think you're a tinfoil hat, that kind of thing. And it behooves us to know how these meters are being used, what's being deployed. Again, I'm struck by a post you wrote or an email you may have written, Terry, where it really is true. We're under attack in all kinds of ways, and we can see that. The second thing is that this federal God, and it's not just, you know, the United States, it's whatever this satanic system is that believes in killing us and attacking us, is real, it's there, and it's a counterfeit. Everything about knowing everything we do, seeing everything we do, trying to make us believe that they have these extraordinary powers, that again is something that that is happening and that we should be aware of, and we should not be afraid to talk about it. It's not just a smart meter, as Deborah was saying. It's a deployment of ways that are going to kill us. The smart dust, the chemtrails, the Morgellons disease, all of these things. And remember, what we also have going on now are these mass murders and these people who are triggered by the psychological and training they've had, waiting in the wings, that they could be triggered by electronic kinds of things. I remember the Michael Hastings death. Brand new Mercedes-Benz couldn't be stopped and took a sharp turn and exploded and blew up. That was clearly somebody taking control of the vehicle remotely. And so we run a risk with all of these fancy gadgets that we have and all of that. So there's that. And what I really want to say is put on the armor of God. And I think this really is, if you can imagine yourself putting on that armor with a force field, if you will, that's much stronger than anything that Satan can create. And it's faith and love and just an absolute belief that that is a shield. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in tribulation, but I like to think that those of us who have that shield up will repel anything. That the wires and the electricity that sent your way to damage you will turn right back on the perpetrator of that. So I think there is a mental discipline, a faith discipline so strong that each one of us becomes David. Each one of us becomes a rock, a solid rock that will repel this. And so in order to get there, I think we absolutely have to connect the stuff like the smart meters with spiritual battle that we're underway, because that's certainly how they're doing this. They have to do this silently. This is a spiritual battle. And once we get up on that level, then, like I say, there are tools. And one of the most important personal tools is putting on the armor of God. So I'm thinking of that like going to bed with that armor on. And the mental discipline I'm talking about is to really understand how powerful that is, how powerful faith is, and how powerful God is. And basically creating that envelope around yourself that repels that stuff. Now, I know that, you know, I'm living in a rural area where not that stuff, that stuff isn't really there. We get chemtrailed and that kind of stuff. And I'm, you know, in this particular place. And every now and then, I get a really serious, like somebody sticking a needle into my ear. And I know that's Satan. I used to think, oh, that's somebody talking bad about me. Now I understand that that is, you know, the finger of Satan poking at me. And irrespective of whether we have that armor of God on or not, there are those weak places that we should find out in ourselves so that you don't get that needle. Because make no mistake, they're out to kill us. There isn't anything else that's going on. Sure, they'd like some of us to be slaves, but, you know, they can just reproduce robots once we're all gone. And so this really is so much more serious than a meter, if you will, even though that in itself and the whole electronic attack that we are under is so significant. So like I say, I believe in that this is a spiritual battle, that what is happening right now is we're being really shown how they are attacking us. And I still go back to putting on that armor of God. And I'm interested in all kinds of ways in which that armor of God is manifested. And so those are just my first thoughts, Terry, on this, and I'll be quiet for just a little while.
Well, I'm gonna let Red jump in here because he's been quiet way too long.
I think that there's a matter we need to work on so that anytime we, when we, like the smart meters, when we hear that, and we recognize that it is a satanic counterfeit. Our Heavenly Father, as I've said many a time, the theologians, you ask them how they would describe our Heavenly Father, and they would say, our Heavenly Father is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He is omniscient. He knows everything. And he's omnipresent. He is always present. So when we see something that we know is satanic origin and satanic equipment, you might say, weapons, we have to say, hey, you know, this is great. We know that our Heavenly Father has more power. He is way out there and in front, and he is his enemies are trying to catch up. They're just trying to catch up with the smart meter. They're not getting ahead. They're just catching up, trying to catch up. They'll never catch up, but they're trying. And so I think we need to, whenever we see these things, I remember when we that Iron Mountain report, when that first came out back there, and it's been quite a few years now. I remember that and how that it was shocking to think that this was going on. But then when you stop and take a look at it, hey, this is satanic, and it's a counterfeit of what God can do. And a counterfeit is never genuine. A counterfeit is always false. A counterfeit is always somebody trying to duplicate the real thing. And so, you know, we don't... sure, they would want to kill us, but see, God doesn't give Satan the authority to wipe us out unless it's his plan, part of his plan. The Apostle Paul, he knew that his time was coming, and Satan was going to have a temporary triumph. And I've said it many times how that as I traveled the country on speaking tours, I always tried to have a question and answer period at the end, and almost invariably somebody would ask the question. They say, "Aren't you afraid that the government is going to try to waste you? That they're going to try to wipe you out?" And I just smile and I laugh about it, and I say, when they rub me out, it's nothing more than just a tremendous promotion. It's a promotion for me, and it was a promotion for the Apostle Paul when they took his life. And if this is what happens to us, because we serve our Heavenly Father as we should, and our Heavenly Father says, hey, it's time for you to come home. You fought a good fight, and that's what the Apostle Paul, he said, he fought a good fight, and it was time to go. And so Satan wants us all dead. Because once we die, he reclaims the dirt that was used to create us, to form us. Because he claims dominion of this planet. He claims this planet as his own. And, of course, this is one of the sore points with me, because I believe that our churches have failed totally. I think that... when we started the series of programs on the counterfeit. You remember we brought out how that in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, people were asking the Apostle Paul, when is Christ coming back? And the Apostle Paul, he said, there's going to be a falling away first. And I tell people on a regular basis, here I am, almost 85, and this falling away has happened in my lifetime. I have seen it. And it breaks my heart. It bothers me because I've got an extended family on my wife's side and my side both. And we've got so many that are still attending these churches, and they're not getting the truth. They're not being brought up to speed. They're not. It's not really impressed on them the fact that we are here in the middle of a war. It's a war between our Heavenly Father and his creation, Lucifer, who claims his planet. And so many times I brought it out, the most quoted verse in the Bible, the most memorized verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It doesn't say that for God so loved mankind. No, it says for God so loved the world. God had an investment of his glory and his power, his creative power. He had an investment, and he's got a counterfeit God that is trying to steal, trying to take his planet. And God is not going to allow that to happen. And I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of news in the last few weeks that is very, very encouraging. And it's been a real thrill for me to hear some of this stuff, how that, and of course it points out the fact that we have a media in this country that is controlled by a false god and a false religion, and they are not telling us the truth. We have to get the truth from other sources. And, of course, that's what we've been treated to here for the last 2 weeks, is this information that we have gotten in these two programs is not put out by CNN and ABC and CBS and ABC and NBC. It's not put out by Fox News. It's you know, a pack of lies. And we have to go to different sources, and that's what our guest has done, is gone to the real source of truth. And so you see, this is what we have to put that value on. This is why we enjoyed having this guest, is because we recognize truth. And basically, as we analyze it, we just add to it a little more on the spiritual and the spiritual truths that we really need to be very much aware of. And so I've gotten long-winded here again. So you see, that's why I have to be so quiet for so long, because when I do talk, I talk too much. So it's back to you, Terry.
Well, there's an awful lot of things that that we're beginning to understand. I mentioned it a little bit at the beginning of Deborah's talk tonight, and that is related to this corporate situation, the foreign corporation that's issued our money. Let me get something out. Ron McDonald, who is I believe is going to be back on with us next week, by the way. He puts out in his book, They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, that's the name of his book. He puts out a theory in there that this toxic currency is a part of the mark of the beast. And I believe that it's tied to it. And he also lays claim, and I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it for anybody reading the book. I don't think he intends for it to be a mystery. He believes that the actual part of the mark of the beast is the invisible lien that they have basically put on all of us. And he goes into great detail about explaining how he came to that decision. And, you know, my son and my wife, and we have, you know, pretty deep conversations about some of this stuff. And I have thought for some time now that one of the marks of the beast, because it seems to be more than just one thing. I mean, you think about something on your hand and something on your forehead. You know, I've come to believe that it means what you do and what you think. So it's not necessarily just a single mark. One of the marks in Scripture that he has told us is his mark, that is an ensign or a sign between he and his people forever, is the worship on the Sabbath. And, of course, the Sabbath in biblical terms doesn't mean a day of this pagan week that we live under as far as this worship the Sunday, you know, Moon Day, Zeus Day, Thor's Day, Woden's Day, Saturn Day stuff. That has nothing to do with it. It really has to do with the moon. And each new moon starts a new month, and then each seventh day thereafter is the Sabbath, and a new moon day is considered a Sabbath as well. Well, we thought for some time that may very well be one of the counterfeited marks, because as you have said frequently, Red, you've ground this into me, and I totally accepted what you've said about it 100%, and that is that whenever you want to know about something, look for the counterfeit, because the counterfeit is going to show you what is it that they're counterfeiting. Well, they've counterfeited Saturday. They've counterfeited Sunday. Those are just counterfeits, and I personally believe that that has a substantial to do with the mark of the beast. If you want to come out of the world, you've got to go back to Yahweh's calendar instead of this calendar that Rome has dictated to the world. And Rome is very closely tied with these international banksters. You know, you would think that somebody that calls themselves a Jew versus somebody that calls themselves a Catholic or a Jesuit would not be associated with each other. But in fact, they are. They're very closely tied. And one of the ways that they're tied is through the banking community. So I think there's some merit in what Ron McDonald says in his book. And it's no question that this ownership, you know, when you're, for example, when you accept Yahshua, or as people know him as Jesus, which is not really his name, but that's what we've come to know him as. It's what we've been taught all of our lives, because that's what was put in these English translations. When we came to know him, we came under new management. When you're baptized in the name of, that term in the name of, didn't come out of a religious setting. It came out of the financial community, and it meant coming under new management. Well, what this currency has done to us is that it brings us under the management of these Luciferians, these crypto Jews, these Ashkenazis, these proselytes that are the ones that Christ spoke of, that the Messiah spoke of, as those who claim to be of Judea, but they are not. That's who controls these international banks, and they're the ones that own this corporation called the Federal Reserve here. They own that corporation, and it is not a domestic corporation. It is a foreign corporation, and the money that we are using to transact business, in fact, are debt notes. They represent a debt owed or an obligation owed by these United States, or at least by the corporation known as the United States of America. And by using them, we are obligating ourselves to pay for the use of this product that comes from this foreign corporation. By in essence, they lien us. We become their chattel, and we don't own anything. Everything that we bought with these Federal Reserve notes, which are debt notes that are actually owned by that foreign corporation, and there's an unalienable lien on every bit of the things that we've transacted business with, including us, because by using it, we're acknowledging that we accept this debt that is owed to these Luciferians.
Okay, I got to interject here.
Please.
Number one, if you're saying that the use of these Federal Reserve notes is the mark of the beast, then nobody's saved. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. And so I can't go there. What I do think is that for those Luciferians, that's their mark. That is certainly their mark and their counterfeit. If we could have had everyone be perfectly alert and awake as this has been happening for so long, that would be a different story. But if you're saying the federal use of those notes is the mark of the beast, I'm sorry for not going there, because this is just impossible to see that. Yes, it's true. You can't do anything without those notes right now. And I'm just wondering if even talking about the mark of the beast is getting off the topic. Because if we start looking for the mark of the beast, I mean, it could be anything. It could be, you know, drugs for your, you know, antidepressants. It could be, something else. These things are being imposed on us and have been. So I think getting back to, you know, thinking about the day of the worship, learning about how the church has really bastardized everything and fallen away, that's very important. But I just don't think that it's important right now to decide what the mark of the beast is, because the beast is all around, and we are talking about a pretty rarefied time right now where everything is coming forward and clear. And when that becomes clear, there are already certain things that many of us will not do. Like, I'm not signing up for Obamacare. I'm not doing various other things. I am not. And this provides, again, you put up the protection, to put up the shield of God, and you realize that, no, I'm not going to be a part of that counterfeit system. I'm not. And you keep that up there. Now, when it comes to the place where the mark of the beast is really, well, like I say, I don't even want to go there, but it's what you worship. And if you worship money over everything, certainly you are not saved. Certainly you've got the beast in you and you don't care. If you worship violence and killing and murder, which the Muslims do, if you worship sodomy, if you worship any of these other false idol things, those are people that are not putting on, you know, the armor of God, and who will be dragged into everything. You know, smart meter, chip, whatever it is. So I would like to steer us away from trying to find the mark of the beast, especially this Federal Reserve note business, because, like I say, you have 99% of the people have no idea what you're talking about. You know, Federal Reserve notes versus gold, silver, they don't know. And there are many reasons why they don't know. But right now we're stuck with that until we throw the whole thing off. So, like I say, how is knowing the mark of the beast going to help us? versus seeing everything the way the beast is manifesting and getting right close to home with the mental discipline, the spiritual discipline, to see clearly. So that's my two cents on Mark of the Beast. I just don't think we ought to go there because everyone has their own idea.
Can I put my two cents in?
Yes.
Well, Terry and I don't agree on the Mark of the Beast thing. And, of course, I don't think the Mark of the Beast, the Book of Revelations, brings it out how pretty well times the coming of the Mark of the Beast sometime shortly after the first world leader of the New World Order, Satan's worldwide kingdom, shortly after he is assassinated. It tells us that he will have a head wound. He is dead, and the whole world will be put into a state of shock and mourning because they had their high hopes that this new world order, this great political leader, was going to create a peaceful society on planet Earth. And, of course, he is dead. And, you see, there has to be a counterfeit, a satanic counterfeit, to the death, burial, and resurrection of our Messiah King. And it tells us that that political leader there is going to rise up. He is going to be resurrected. And that resurrection takes place because Lucifer himself incarnates that dead body. And the whole world is put into a state of excitement and optimism. Oh, they're just thrilled to death. Their god Lucifer has come back with a resurrection, and all the preachers are going to be saying, "Yeah, we were wrong. Christ didn't. He didn't come out of the tomb. He was stolen, and all of that." You have the counterfeit resurrection, and then you have Lucifer, and Revelation 12 tells you that when this happens, Lucifer is cast out of heaven, because when he takes on flesh, when he takes on the dust of the earth, he cannot live in heaven. Now, you see, I brought this out before, that Lucifer, where has he been? He has been in heaven when the earth was without form and void and darkness was on the deep, as you read in Genesis. Where was he at? He was not down here, beating his feet on the frozen planet. No, he was in heaven, and he was confronting our Heavenly Father with all kinds of accusations. Read it. It's there in the Book of Revelations. And he is cast out of heaven. And when he does, Revelation 12 says that he knows his time is short. And so that's when the mark of the beast makes the appearance. Now, when our Messiah King, when he came forth from that tomb, and he spoke, or he worked with his apostles and brought them to an awareness of what had happened and all. And there was a great gift that our Heavenly Father made available to us, and that was the born-again experience. The born-again experience is a spiritual experience. Now, where's the counterfeit? Where is the counterfeit to the born-again experience? There's a satanic counterfeit, and it is the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast is a spiritual experience, because it'll tell you this right there in the Bible. Anybody that takes the mark is irrevocably damned. If you're born again, you're irrevocably going to go to heaven, and you're become part of Christ's kingdom. And so I think that if we apply the rule of the counterfeit, it can only be, the mark of the beast can only be one thing. Now, where the monetary thing comes from, we have the story of Christ, and he was baptized, or John went into the wilderness for 40 days, and he comes out of the wilderness, and Lucifer takes him up on a high mountain and shows him the kingdoms of the earth. Now, the kingdoms of the earth represent the wealth and the power of the earth. And he takes Christ up on this high mountain and shows him the kingdoms of the earth. And he says, if you will bow down and serve me, I will give you all of that. And in Luke 4:6, he says, for these were presented to me. Christ did not contest the fact that Lucifer had it to give. He didn't contest it. And so Lucifer, you see, he's got his chosen people, people who have accepted him as their God. The people of the religion of Judaism, who do they pray to? They cannot pray to our Heavenly Father, because the only access to our Heavenly Father is through the Son of God himself, our Messiah King. And so they cannot pray to the God I serve. They pray to Lucifer, and if you talk to him on a one-to-one basis, you can ask him. And it's in their writings, they tell it in their writings, that Lucifer is their God. Now, they tell us that there's only about 16 million of these people calling themselves Jews. Most of them are Ashkenazis. These are the ones that Christ is talking about in Matthew 23:15. He says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. In other words, you are Jews, and you're scribes and Pharisees, and you have a religion, and you're out there trying to get people to join your religion. That's what proselyting is all about. Races do not proselyte. It's only religions that proselyte, and they proselyte. And there's only 16 million of them, and almost entirely Ashkenazis. In other words, they are people who are believers in Lucifer as their God. And they worship him, and Lucifer has promised them the kingdoms of the earth. Now, only 16 million of them, they couldn't conquer the kingdoms of the earth. With a military force, they couldn't do it. They didn't need to. They conquered it through the monetary system. The people in the monetary game in the world today are Jewish. Years ago, there was a cult that moved to Montana, and they had quite a following, a tremendous following. A delegation, about five people, came to my place. They had made an appointment and came and talked to me, and they taped everything, and they were there for about 5 hours. And I had to explain this to them, and this was a very wealthy cult. They had quite a bit of gold and silver and everything. They had big tanks, and they were storing diesel and gasoline for this tribulation that was coming. And when I, as I was talking to him, it just came to me, and I said, is it a Jew that is taking care of the mining of the money and the financing for this religion. And those people, there was a gasp. They had never thought about it until I brought it up, and they said, yes. I can think of quite a major religious denomination that was literally destroyed in my lifetime, probably 30 years ago or so, quite a major. This leader, he met with religious and political leaders worldwide, had his own airplane. And that entire organization was destroyed by a man who got control of the money in that church. And he destroyed it all. And so they stole it. They conquered the world through the monetary system. The Federal Reserve is just part of that game. It's satanic. And I've gotten too long-winded. We're running out of time here, so I better let Terry have a chance to rebut what I've said. So anyway, let's keep our chin up. Let's keep looking up and saying, Heavenly Father, we know you're going to win. We want to be on your side, and that's the place to be, because that's the place that has the great reward and the great future, and that's what we're looking for, is a great future. Back to you, Terry.
Well, I don't need to rebut it, because a lot of what you said almost verifies what I was saying Ron McDonald was saying earlier, to be honest with you. And I agree with Kate regarding the issue of what we worship is a matter of what we are taking. But I believe it's also a lot of this information, like about the biblical calendar, that was something I'd never heard about until recently. And now with what McDonald is sharing, I'm taking this as things being brought out that that Yahweh is making evident to us today to give us a better picture of how the beast is counterfeiting and how he's controlling us and what we need to do in order to come out from it. You know, I've been preaching for, how many years now about sound money being the secret to breaking all of this other control that they have, that we can't get redress of grievances until we can break that banking and taxing vortex. And now this comes out from McDonald about this being a part of the mark of the beast and this invisible lien, which certainly is there. I mean, there's no question that what he says in the book regarding the evidence that he's presenting is all true. Now, whether or not that makes that, you know, this invisible mark or this invisible lien the mark of the beast, I'm not saying whether I agree or disagree with that. But I am saying that it is tied to it in some way. If it's not specifically it's tied to it, because it puts us under their management. And what we're trying to do, and when we're trying to keep Yahweh, our Father in Heaven, at the top of the pecking order, when we're trying to defend the Constitution, which reserves some of our unalienable rights, when we're trying to do that, isn't that what we're trying to do, is to break the ourselves out from underneath the management of these banksters, these Luciferians? Well, I see that as a part of that process. So this really kind of goes hand in foot with what we're learning and what we're facing. And I think we have to be watching for that mark of the beast. Otherwise, you know, are we supposed to close our eyes? No. We've got to be alert. We've got to be watching for this so that we can know how to come out of it and not worship it even by accident. You know, everything we do is worship. You know, if we go root at a football game, it to a certain extent, we're worshiping. So we work, and we accept these debt notes. We take this counterfeit and accept it and use it and then give it to somebody else. Well, we're sliming them every time we do that. So we've got to be alert. We've got to be watchful. We've got to talk about this. I threw these concepts out because I wanted to fire up a conversation here. We need to be watching for this. Red, we got 1 minute. You want to close us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the opportunity and the inspiration that you have allowed us to have in our lives, and we just pray now that you would help us as we try our best to discern your will. We want your will done. We want your will. We want your plan, and we want to be part of your plan. And we want to, recognize the enemy and point the finger at him and say, you devil, get out of the way. Get thee behind me. And you've done so much for us, and you made it so yourself so real to us. And we just thank you for it. And we just thank you for the guests we've had here this last 2 weeks and the discussion we've had tonight, and we thank you. And we ask this all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Red. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners, and we'll see you next week on Walls in Our Minds.
Faithful God, ever true.